It's been 10 years since any Republican has won a statewide election in Oregon. In fact, the GOP failed to even get anyone on the ballot for two statewide offices in last May's primary. So, at the last minute, the party recruited write-in candidates for attorney general and treasurer. Political observers have largely written off the two candidates, but that hasn't stopped them from campaigning enthusiastically. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Portland attorney James Buechel says it had never occurred to him to run for Oregon Attorney General. So why did he agree to be a write-in candidate?
Because they asked me to.
The Oregon Republican Party, that is. Nearly 13,000 people wrote Buechel's name on the Republican primary ballot, easily enough votes to win the GOP nomination. That gave Buechel the right to take on Ellen Rosenblum, who won the Democratic primary in a landslide. Since then, he's been a regular on the Tea Party circuit, touting a limited government message that has little to do with the actual role of an Oregon Attorney General. He's also gone to forums like this one at the African American Chamber of Commerce in Portland.
We are headed for an economic crisis of really, really significant proportions. And they've been, they're very proud of putting it off a little bit by running up the charge card a little higher. You know what that means? It means it's worse when it finally happens. We have a bunch of lunatics in charge of macroeconomic policy.
Buechel got a bit of a chilly reception here, but Chamber President Roy Jay thought the dialogue would be productive for the candidate.
You need to hear from folks like this. You need to hear. Okay, this question over here.
What you won't see at Buechel's many speaking engagements is his opponent. Ellen Rosenblum decided to forego any debates during the general election. When she sat down with the editorial board of the Salem Statesman Journal in June, it was clear she wasn't anticipating much of a contest.
I'm just going to be pretty much ignoring that I have an opponent in the upcoming election. I think the important thing to do is to do a really great job as Attorney General.
But ignoring her opponent doesn't mean Rosenblum has stopped fundraising. She's reeled in nearly $500,000 in contributions since winning the May primary. Buechel has raised just $30,000, but even that's more than the other GOP primary write-in winner. Tom Cox says he knew he'd have an uphill climb to get the attention of voters and donors.
Treasurer just isn't as sexy as almost any other race you could name.
Cox is using his bully pulpit, however small, to talk about his proposed overhaul of PERS, which is the state's public pension program. PERS managers have had to significantly raise the rates that local governments pay into the system. And Cox says,
it's funny, the more you get into the Portland media market, the more people just want to talk about the headline races. And you get further out, and people actually are deeply concerned about what PERS is doing to the school districts and doing to the counties and the cities.
Cox's opponent, incumbent Democrat Ted Wheeler, also says he has proposals to improve PERS. Wheeler has done a few forums with Cox, but the Democrat appears to be coasting to an easy victory over the Republican challenger. Former GOP State Labor Commissioner Jack Roberts says his party has just had a hard time recruiting viable candidates, and he blames the primary system.
I think a lot of Republicans feel that in order to get through a tough Republican primary, you have to position yourself in a way that makes it tough to win a general election. And that's one of the things I think that's made it discouraging for some Republicans to run statewide.
The Oregon GOP has pinned its hopes this year on its Secretary of State candidate, Newt Bueller. The Bend orthopedic surgeon has been winning newspaper endorsements and has racked up more than $1 million in contributions. That's a level of support that write-in candidates Tom Cox and James Buechel can only dream of. And Buechel says it doesn't surprise him.
I thought that I would get lots of support from the rank and file and virtually none from the people up top. And that is precisely what has happened.
Nevertheless, Oregon Republican Party spokesman Greg Leo praised Buechel and Cox. He said the two have run excellent campaigns and will represent the party well in the November election. I'm Chris Lehman in Portland.